MOOSEJAWTODAY. com, the Moose Jaw Miller Express and their up and down Western Canadian Baseball League season took another step in toward the positive on Wednesday night in Lethbridge. The Express scored 6 runs in the 4th inning and never looked back on their way to an 11-3 win over the Lethbridge Bulls in Lethbridge, giving the local squad their 3rd win in as many games. The victory sees Moose Jaw improve to 24-22 on the season, but thanks to wins by Medicine Hat and Saskatoon on the night, nothing changed in the East Division standings. The Express remain 3.5 games back of the Mavericks for 2nd place and tied with Saskatoon for 3rd. The better news is the playoff picture. The Express are 10 games up on the Swift Current 57s for the 4th and final spot, and with both teams having 10 games remaining on their schedule, the Express could officially clinch tonight in Lethbridge. The Millers wasted little time getting going, as they built a 4-0 lead through 3 innings before batting through their order in the 4th and building their edge to 10-3. Lethbridge got a pair back in the 6th and added another run in the 9th, but that was the extent of their offense. That was in no small part due to the work of starting pitcher Adam Christopher and reliever Aaron Nutilla. Christopher came a single out from tossing a quality start, going 5 2/3 and allowing 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 5. Canutilla finished things off in style, going 3 1/3 and allowing a single run on 2 hits. Nathan Houston led the way at the plate with a 2-for-4 night that included a pair of doubles and 3 runs batted in, boosting his average to .404 on the season to sit 2nd overall in the WCBL. Ryan Golden hit his first home run as a member of the Express and scored a pair of runs, while Nate Mensick was 2-for-2 with 2 walks and a pair of runs scored. Robert Estrada and Austin Gurney also crossed the plate twice each. Jimmy Boulanger got the start for Lethbridge and allowed 4 runs over 3 innings before the Express put up their 6 against Shea McTavish. George Naramore and Evan Harbach tossed the final 5 innings and allowed a single run. Kyle Yip was 2-for-4 with a triple, run scored and RBI for the Bulls. The two teams will do it all over again on Thursday night in Lethbridge, with their next home action Friday at home against Swift Current. Game time is 7:05 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.